Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Priorities on Parade. The starring players...
This is Bob Crosby.
This is Betty Rhodes.
This is Vera Vague.
And this is Jerry Colonna.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in the Paramount Pictures hilarious topical comedy, Priorities on Parade. It stars Betty Rhodes, Jerry Colonna, Vera Vague, and Bob Crosby. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Priorities on Parade.
That's my band, all right. Johnny Draper and his Dixie Pixies, with vocal specialties by Donna D'Arcy. It's a swell little combination, aren't they?
Sure.
They're good enough to play anywhere. Only, well, things have been a little tough, you see. So right now we're playing at the Eagle Aircraft Company in Los Angeles. You might say sort of a benefit performance for the benefit of Mr. Hartley, the employment manager.
Come on, take the course, Johnny.
Okay.
This road leads to Rainbowville. Going my way, up ahead is Bluebird Hill. Going my way, just pack a basket full of wishes, and off you start. Sunday morning in your heart, round the bend you'll see a sign, Dreamer's Highway. Happiness is down the line, going my way. The smiles you'll gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way too.
Hey, what do you know, Johnny? They seem to like it.
Why, sure they did, Donna.
Well, why not? We got a pretty nice aggravation.
Hey, Jeep, I told you 100 times the word is aggregation. Aggravation is a pain in the neck.
That's us.
Hey, pipe down, Jeep, pipe down. There's Mr. Hartley now.
I beg your pardon. Were you playing out here?
Why, sure we were, Mr. Hartley. Johnny Draper and his Dixie Pixies. Just what you need.
Just what we need? I don't understand. This is an aircraft plant.
Sure, and all the rest of them are hip. They've all got one but you.
Got what?
Well, a band, a little entertainment group. Something to give the employees a lift when they're tired and weary. Why, when a man is working on a drill...
And he hears a beat, and it gives him a thrill.
Then he hears another, and then he hears another.
And pretty soon he's steaming like a demon, brother.
If his hands are slow or his neck is stiff...
Don't send him to a doctor. Send him with a riff.
With the ride, with the reach, with the food reacts, again.
And he'll turn the wheels faster for the boys in khaki.
Yeah!
Well, Mr. Draper, there's something in what you say. We could use you, I think.
There you are, kids. How about that? What'd I tell you?
All right, Johnny.
Isn't that wonderful?
Though, of course, we couldn't pay you for playing.
Huh?
Johnny.
Well, that would have to be just a side activity. Now, if you'd like to take regular jobs here, we could use all of you, even the young lady. Just fill out our application forms, that's all. Thank you very much for your interest. Good day.
Huh. How do you like that? He wants us to work.
Work? What's that? Well, let's try it. It might be fun. Oh, no, I don't think I could. Besides, work killed my father.
Work killed your father? How come?
Caught him with Mrs. Work.
Hey, now, wait a minute, gang. Wait a minute. We're flat broke, aren't we?
We haven't had a job in months, have we?
Well, I can have one tonight, Johnny. Joe Martell has been after me to sing down at his place.
Oh, Donna, you wouldn't break up the combination, would you? What'd we do?
Well, if you're all crazy enough to work in this joint, you can just take those applications and fill them.
Now then, about this application, Mr.
Just call me Jeep.
We'll fill out this questionnaire. Born?
Yes. 2 hours late.
Why 2 hours late?
I had to change stocks at Albuquerque.
Tell me, what was your last previous occupation?
Cow puncher. But it lasted one day.
Oh, really? What happened?
Cow punched back.
What did you do before that in 1941?
Nothing.
In 1933?
Nothing.
In 1925?
What do you know? I'm a bum.
Oh, this is impossible. Look here, let's try the word association test. Now then, what does this word bring immediately to your mind? Orange.
Squeeze.
Lemon.
Squeeze.
Grapefruit.
Squeeze.
Girl.
Squeeze, but harder.
I'll try once more. Red.
Go.
Red? Go? Why?
Woman driver.
This is getting us nowhere. Tell me, what sort of a job do you think you're fitted for?
Oh, I'm the executive type. I'm a real executive.
Oh, an executive, eh? Well, now that's fine. That's just what we need. Come right through this door with me.
Candy, peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jacks, candy, peanuts.
Sure, we got our jobs all right. And me, I'm sent to welding booth number 4. So I walk over there and I open the door. And there's this welder I'm supposed to report to. He's all dressed up like that, in mask and mittens. Looks just like he's a man from Mars. Well, I amble up and introduce myself and boom, I get a signal to shut up. I bend a little closer to have a look and whoosh, he leans over and shoves me back. I reach out to help him turn the block, and wham, he slaps me hard across the wrist. Well, by this time, I'm pretty sore, you see. So I haul off to let this smart aleck have it.
Go ahead, I dare you.
Mother McCree, a dame, a girl.
Well, don't let that stop you.
Yeah, but honest to gosh, I didn't know.
Well, you know now, and maybe I'm a woman outside, but in this welding booth, I'm your boss. Your boss and the boss of any other man power midget they sent in here.
Well, all I can say is...
You better not say it. I don't want any smart talk, you understand? No cracks about women drivers, bearded ladies, female shortstops, or the powerful Katrinka.
Okay, okay. But didn't I meet you stoking coal on the Santa Fe?
No, but I can make it hot for you here. And don't try to go Galahad on me either. As far as you're concerned, I'm Mr. Lee Davis, and you do your work how and when I tell you.
Say, if Hitler knew about this, he'd give up.
Oh, what's the use? All you men are alike.
I've heard that before, but not in a welding booth.
I told you I didn't want any wisecracks. Now put your mask on and let's go to work.
Get your candy off the candy cart. Candy, peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack.
Oh, boy, man, whatever you are.
You can't. Get me a whip and a chair.
Oh, candy. Oh, goody. I have a sweet tooth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Looks mighty lonesome there all by itself.
And you must be one of the older juvenile delinquents. Say, how about a date tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going out with a spa.
How about next week?
Sorry, I'm going out with a whack.
Well, how about next month?
Sorry, I'm going out with a wave.
Well, what are your post-war plans?
What's the matter? Haven't you any boyfriends?
Oh, yes, but my boyfriend's a bottleneck.
Are you sure?
I think so. All he ever wants to do is get a bottleneck. This picture on the wall is my other boyfriend. He's my pin-up boy.
Ah, yes, but why is he wearing such a pained expression?
You don't know where I stuck the pin. Shame on me. But you know, you're pretty nice, too. Oh, dear. I'd love to run my fingers through your mustache.
Oh, go right ahead. And when you're finished, I'll do the same to you.
Well, your family must be very proud of you. remind me to climb up that tree someday and congratulate them.
Are you wasting my time? You want some candy?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Is that real milk chocolate there?
Real milk chocolate? Of course it's real milk chocolate. Watch what happens when I squeeze one of them. Care to argue the point?
No, I tell you what I'd like. I'd like some candy wafers.
Nico?
I'd love to. Do you think we have the time?
Oh, I'm afraid not. There's a whistle for lunch. How about a kiss, honey?
Oh, do you really want me to?
Oh, come on now. Don't beat around the bush.
Anybody kisses you, you'll have to beat around the bush.
Come on, let's go to lunch. I'm hungry.
Oh, take my arm.
I'm not that hungry.
What a morning, Jeep. What a morning. Hey, wait till you get a load of my boss. Is she a square?
She? A girl? A woman? A female? A skirt? A mall? A dame? Covered it pretty well, didn't I?
Well, technically speaking, yeah.
What's she like, Johnny?
Well, she's a regular biceps Bessie. Minnie the muscle. 2 yards wide and built like a barbecue pit.
Oh, Mr. Draper.
Hello there, Mr. Hadley.
I've been thinking it over. If you boys don't mind, we could use your band rather effectively on the swing shift.
Swing shift? Anything to do with music?
No. No, you see, the swing shift workers don't get much entertainment. Perhaps you could run a dance for them, something like that.
Sure, anything you say, Mr. Hadley.
Oh, thanks. You'll be doing all of us a real service. I'll arrange for your transfer to the swing shift at once.
Say, Johnny, what's this swing shift deal?
Well, Jeep, it means we work from 4 till 12.
12 midnight?
That's right.
What do you know? Back to decent hours again.
Lady Esther has presented Act One of Priorities on Parade, starring Jerry Colonna, Vera Veig, Betty Rhodes, and Bob Crosby. In just a moment, we will hear the Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Act Two. But first, a word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
I heard a little saying a long time ago that keeps coming back to my mind when I think of American women in uniform. The saying was, when the picture is beautiful, you need only the simplest frame. You know, that's so true when you consider the number of women that are wearing uniforms, tailored suits, and shirtmaker dresses. Yet have you noticed how these simple clothes make greater demands on a woman's complexion? Yes, and how it has become even more important for her to use a face powder that brings out all the soft, natural loveliness of her skin. Now, thousands of women have written to me, and they say that Lady Esther face powder has done more to give their skin that soft, flawless, radiant look than any other face powder they've ever used. And here's a very good reason why this is true. You see, Lady Esther face powder is different because it's made differently. When ordinary face powder is made, it's usually just mixed, just sifted. But with Lady Esther face powder, this is only the first step. And though its texture at that point is the texture of ordinary face powder, it's what I call raw. Because I take my powder at this so-called finished point and put it through a second blending, my patented twin hurricane blending. This time it's blown. Yes, blown by hurricanes, until it becomes not just powder particles, but a sheer, flattering film of beauty. That's why Lady Esther face powder goes on more smoothly, more evenly, clinging delicately to your skin for hours. Try it, and see if you don't agree with thousands of other women who say that Lady Esther face powder does more for their skin than any other face powder they've ever used.
Lady Esther presents the second act of Priorities on Parade, starring Vera Veig, Bob Crosby, Jerry Colonna, and Betty Rhodes. Johnny picks up where we left off.
Well, we play our first swing shift dance the very next night. We send that crowd pretty solid, too. Only I'm still sort of wishing Donna was with us.
And afterward, I'm standing outside waiting for a bus and figuring how I can get Donna back when all of a sudden this car drives up. And the babe at the wheel is really something to look at.
Hello there. Can I give you a lift?
Thanks.
Well, don't mention it. I like to spread the weight on all four tires.
You been at the dance tonight?
Ha-ha.
I'm Johnny Draper. You hear us play?
Oh, Solid Homicide.
Ah, a hep character, huh?
Right from the Jive Hive. What'd you think I was, a square from Delaware?
Well, the Dame Diggs. Greetings, Kim. Press the skin.
Shake.
Say, that's pretty dainty stuff, this mitt.
Sorry, I always keep two hands on the wheel. Which way are you going?
Well, I was going downtown, but I wouldn't dream of... Say, why not? Sure I would. Say, you ever hear of Joe Martell's place, the Club Martell?
No, but the older girls have told me about it.
Well, I've got to see a friend of mine. Works down there. Tell you what, you drive me down and maybe I'll buy you a bite and a beer. Fair exchange?
Fair enough.
Now you're cooking with eight cylinders. You know, you're the kind of babe that I was...
The other half of the seat is yours.
Now, look here, honey. I only thought... Hey.
I warned you.
Yeah, but you didn't have to break my wrist. Wait a minute. Wrist. Slap. I know that technique.
You're the clumsy. You've had it before.
It's you, the female fix-it. Yeah, but it couldn't be. You're beautiful and...
2 yards wide in a welding suit, but I left my welding suit back at the plant. How about it, mister? Am I going your way?
It's murder. Solid murder, that's all.
Charming place, this joint, I don't think.
Oh, it's not the place. It's just the people who come here. Look, there's my friend now. Hey, Donna.
Johnny. Hello, stranger. I've been hoping you'd come down.
Honey, gal, this is Miss Davis, Lee Davis. Works over at the plant with me. Know what she is? A woman welder.
Well, fix my boiler.
Never guess it, would you? I've got to admit, she looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, maybe she borrowed your electric razor.
Now, Donna, that's no way to...
Save it, Johnny. I've got to do my number. Come back again, Miss Davis, and bring your torch.
Nice character, your friend.
Oh, Donna doesn't mean anything, really. She just... Hey, that's funny. Why'd she stop the band?
I've got a hunch we're going to find out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had many celebrities here at the Club Martell. Famous gate crashers, a paroled axe murderess, a pair of Siamese twins from Arabia. But tonight we've got someone who tops them all, and I think you really ought to meet her, you and Mr. Ripley. I give you the Club Martell Freak of the Week, a modern Tilly the Toiler, Betty the Boiler, a genuine woman welder, Miss Lee Davis. Come on, take a bow, Miss Davis, if you're not too stiff.
Don't get up, Lee.
Why not?
Maybe Miss Davis would like to clank out a few words on the mic.
Well, maybe I would. Ladies and gentlemen, if I may call you that. Look, I really don't think Mr. Ripley would be interested in me. As a matter of fact, there are lots of girls like me today. And I've got a hunch there's going to be a whole lot more. You know, you'd be surprised at the girls you find at our plant. Movie extras like myself, teachers, manicurists, writers, and some widows of men who died at Pearl Harbor. Sure, it sounds a little funny, I guess. Woman welder, woman riveter, woman ambulance driver. But we even have women mothers. We can do everything. Oh, now look, you're all sobered up and you're afraid to laugh. Look, I really didn't come out here to do that. To tell the truth, I've always wanted to try one of these mics. And now I'm here, I might as well go the limit. Do you folks know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hit you over the head with a hunk of tune.
And that's exactly what she does. She stands up to that mic and takes a downbeat like a veteran. And while she's singing, I get the big idea. There must be lots of talent at the plant. Why don't we do a show and give them a chance? Be swell publicity for the band, too. Well, they go for it big out the plant, and Leah's out of this world when I hand her the lead. So we work for weeks, on our own time, of course. And pretty soon, it's opening night, and the curtain's up, and Leah's out there doing her stuff.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble.
someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. And it happened to me. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. Your arms would be torn, and it happened to me.
Thank you, Mary.
And you know, the band's playing for a dance afterwards, too.
You sound pretty excited about it.
Oh, I am, because I'm not a wallflower anymore. I used to be, but I'm not anymore. Now I just walk over to the stag line, holler gung-ho, and establish a beachhead.
Come in.
Holly.
Oh, hiya, boy. Hello, how did I do?
Oh, how did you do? Sister, you're in the big time from now on.
You sure are. You know, Evie Taylor's out there tonight.
He handles all the big bands.
You mean like Bob Crosby?
I said big bands.
And he's nuts about the band, too. And about you, Lee. Wants us to open at the Astor Roof. 2,000 a week. Just give us a year. We'll be the biggest darn thing in the... Hey, wait a minute. What's the matter?
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to count me out.
Count you out? Oh, but, Lee, I was sort of figuring. I mean, well, don't you? Aren't you?
It isn't you, Johnny. It's just that... Well, I think I'm needed more right here.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Hey, look, kids, wait a minute. I don't want to wave a flag, but right now this is where you can do your best job, too.
Yeah, but this is what I've dreamed about for years. This is my break.
Yeah, I know it is, Johnny, but when you're working here, you're working for Uncle Sam. Would you want to quit a boss like that?
No flag waving, huh?
Well, maybe I'm a sucker that way.
She's the new kind of woman, all right. She doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, just like the old kind.
Hey, now, wait a minute, gang. I think she does.
He's gone crazy, too.
Yeah, sure. And it's the kind of crazy that feels good inside. I never saw it this way before, but we're doing something big here. We're playing for people who need playing for, helping to keep them rolling and flying. Don't you see? It's not just what happens to us anymore. It's not us six. It's us 130 million.
No flag waving, huh?
Sure, it's flag waving, and I love it. What do you say?
It's okay with me, Johnny.
Well, that's swell, swell. Now let's get out there and really give it to them. Go ahead. It's your number, Jeep.
He was a handsome young Irish lad, and she was a Mexican beauty. It was fiesta, and I might add, romantically he was on a duty. A boy and a girl, and neither the has I had as a ham. I can't tell it. In the sick as a tea for a man. His Irish heart went bingo when he saw the Rose of Warren.
Oh!
Conchita, Marquita, Lalita, Pepita, Rosita, Juanita, Lopez. Oh, you're a lovely thing, oh. For me, there's a bunch of wonder, he said.
Oh!
Conchita, Marquita, Lalita, Pepita, Rosita, Juanita, Lopez. Yes, he won her heart one night with a serenade beneath a moonlight. Senorita, will you marry? How about mandolin began to play? As they danced, I heard him say, New Jersey was never like this.
No.
The bells began to ring off, and they rode away on a mule. To prove I'm not joking, if you're in Hoboken, drop in for a minute and you'll meet Conchita, Marquita, Lalita, Pep, 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 Rita, Juanita, Otto.
Thank you, Jerry Colonna, Vera Vague, Betty Rhodes, and Bob Crosby. You have certainly given us a delightful half hour.
Well, Mr. Bradley, we're all very happy to appear with the Screen Guild Players. Every one of us knows the magnificent work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house and clinic, a work made possible by these radio broadcasts. And I assure you, we all feel privileged to participate. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Rhodes. I had an interesting letter the other day from a woman who said, After using your powder, Lady Esther, I know it's as different from ordinary powder as nylon hose are different from old-fashioned stockings. Well, I think any woman understands what she means by that comparison. That Lady Esther powder is so much sheerer, finer, longer-lasting than ordinary powders that it seems, as this young lady would express it, like the nylon of face powders. Now, this difference is not just a lucky accident. There's a good scientific reason behind it. The reason is a process so different that the government issued a patent on it. This process takes Lady Esther face powder out of the class of ordinary powders and makes it a true cosmetic. You see, most powders are just mixed, just sifted, until they reach a so-called finished point. But instead of stopping at that point, I then put my powder through a second stage, where it's blown by my twin hurricanes, until each shade is even, rich, until the texture is exquisitely fine and smooth. That's why so many women speak of my face powder as not just a face powder, but a true cosmetic that makes them look younger than they really are.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present one of the season's funniest comedies, Up in Mabel's Room. It will star Marjorie Reynolds, Dennis O'Keefe, Jinx Falkenberg, and Misha Auer. Be sure to listen. The song Going My Way is from the picture of the same name. It Could Happen to You is from And the Angels Sing, both Paramount Pictures. Vera Vague and Jerry Colonna appeared through the courtesy of the Pepsodent Company. Bob Crosby appeared through the courtesy of Old Gold Cigarettes. Betty Rhodes is currently being seen in You Can't Ration Love, a Paramount production. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. To try Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, just get the smallest size jar. Later, you can get the economical large jar and keep refilling the small one for convenience. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you. And good night, everyone.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.